Hey, yo, yo, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's going on? This is Dre, and this is A Cup of Joe with Dre. We finally in the building, man. I got my co-host Joe in the building. Joe, what's good, man? How you doing? How you living?
The hitmakers are back. It feel like we've been gone forever, man.
It does, man. But we here, had a lot of technical difficulties that we was dealing with. Before we get started, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know we got a special guest in the building. Her name is Ava, so you're going to hear, you know, you might hear some interruptions throughout the episode, but, you know, we a family over here. This is a family unit, man, so we gonna get a rocking and stuff. So, Joe, what's up, man?
We at a family show.
Ava, come here.
We at a family show, you know what I mean? We doing family business. But, man, I've been holding on this week. My power levels are low. I'm feeling low. I don't know if this Red Bull ain't kicking in, but we need to be making these hits.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, see, had a little brief intermission right now, man. Already. we ain't even a minute in here yet. Had to try to lay down the rules of the pod and stuff to her. But, hey, we gonna make it, man. So, man, what's good, man? Talk to me, man. We got together last week, as we always do, man, and tried to, you know, knock out an episode. But like I said, you know, once we hit that playback, we found out we had a lot of technical difficulties going through. And it was a great episode, man. So we're gonna recapture the feeling of that. And, you know, we're going to talk about a few other things. As always, I never know what we're going to talk about. So, Joe, what's good, man? Go ahead and quarterback.
First of all, I guess we're going to talk about these 4,000 listens. We have 4,000 listens. Yeah. So.
And was it Australia we picked up?
Australia
we
good
picked
day,
up.
Mate.
Yeah. So we shouted them out on the last episode, but like I said, we had to can that. So yeah, we're on 4,000 streams, really 4,200 right now. 4,000 streams. So thank you to all the listeners out there. Shout out to Australia down under. For representing us and for the listeners out there, so we greatly appreciate that, man. 2020, man, it's gonna end. It's ending with a bang for us, man.
Yeah,
so
we need to end at 5,000.
Yeah. So listeners, man, like, come on, y'all. We trying to get that 5K before 2020 is over with. So let's we might have to double up on y'all and drop a few of them on y'all, man, just to get there. But yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah, man. As I changed my name to Joe Crocodile Dundee, you know, for my Australian listeners.
Yeah.
Put
no
a few
doubt.
Shrimps on the Barbie.
No doubt, for sure.
Look, hey, Red Bull, come on, let's talk. We need a sponsorship.
Okay.
Just be for the watermelon flavor, and I won't even take it as, like, you giving the watermelon flavor to the black guys.
No, not like that. You're on point.
We just need some sponsorship over here. We need Red Bull. Chick-fil-A.
For sure.
Who else?
Torchy's Tacos.
Torchy, yeah. This boy Drayton tried this nacho cheese Torchy's dip and then fell in love. So that, Jason's Deli, I need that hookup on there. HEB.
Jason Deli's another one, for sure.
I got a Keurig now, some Keurig, hook it up. Whoever got the... Hey, you know what, listeners? What's your favorite coffee? Put your boy down. I want to get some flavors in my life.
Yeah, man. The one I like, man, is from the donut shop. It's called the Donut Shop. That's the brand. I think it's a regular. It's pretty good, man. For real.
See, yeah, I've been seeing a lot of the Donut Shop. Do you drink it regular or do you drink it with?
I mean, I put creamer and sugar in it, but or just creamer in it. But when I do drink coffee. But, yeah, man, it's good. I mean, it's good stuff, man.
What
like
flavor
it.
Creamer?
Oh, shit, man. Regular, and then I have, I don't even know. I can't even think of French vanilla, I think. I'm not sure. Don't quote me.
Oh, yeah, man. Look, I like my coffee straight, but, like, a lot of the coffees lately I've been getting ain't got no flavor. Like, coffee's supposed to have a flavor. Mm-hmm. It ain't got no flavor, so I've been doing it on that hazelnut creamer. I've been on that mocha creamer. I've been on that peppermint mocha. Let me tell y'all something.
There you go.
I don't celebrate Christmas, really. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's a kid's year to be. Kids,
right. Yeah,
holidays. If you're a man, the holidays ain't really for you. Just for the fact of the matter is you're just shelling out money that's already yours on gifts you really don't want. But
that's a fact.
But the sweet Lord himself has did one thing on the holidays that blesses me every season, and that's chocolate peppermint bark. I just want to thank you right now, sweet baby Jesus, and all your love and kindness for peppermint bark. It's so delicious, man.
There you go.
Dude, and Ghirardelli Square peppermint bark, it's like it's love at first sight. Every year it sees me. I see them. Yeah. I know why these women go back to these bad relationships with these no good men. Because my eyes see that Ghirardelli and we just meet, and I know it's only gonna be a limited time that we're gonna have this relationship.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I still get the best out of it. Ladies, I understand. I understand now.
That's hilarious.
I understand why you're getting these relationships with these men that are no good, but they're really exciting that you know it ain't going to last long. Because that's how me and this peppermint bark is. It's only for a limited time.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so
sir.
I got to enjoy the season, man.
Yes, sir.
But we had a really great topic that we were talking about. I want to bring it up. And what was it? TLC said it best? What about your friends?
What about your friends? Yes.
So
yes.
Me and Dre were really just talking about, like, friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And how you start off in friendships, how you get friendships, because, like, it's funny, as an adult,
mm-hmm.
most of your friends come by the relationships you've already have, or it's like, that's kind of it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Most definitely. Or, you know, through your workplace where you work at, you gather friends through there as well. I mean, I've never been really one for making friends in the workplace, man, because I try to keep those lives completely separated. Now, there's always been one or two people that I really, really, really hang with tough. But we're the only two. Like, if it's one or two of us or three of us that we hang out at the workplace and outside of work, we're the only ones who hang out with each other. We don't hang. And it's not because we think we're better than y'all.
Right, you don't share your friends?
Nah, man, not at the workplace.
No,
they gotta understand. Like, yo, this is we a unit. We gotta move as one, because when you especially at the workplace, man, it gets real messy, especially with social media and everything, man. But that's something, like I said, I learned at a young age, man. Just keep your business and personal life completely separated, man. It's just always better that way. Unless you, like I said, you find some people who are like minded and y'all understand that. Okay, what goes on, you know, outside of work can't ever come back into the workplace type shit, because, like I said, man, it could get messy. So, yeah.
It's funny that you got to have a conversation with people about that. Like,
it is.
Especially with adults. You're like, can you keep quiet?
Yeah. Can you relax a
little
bit?
Like, man. Damn.
Yeah, it's a real thing, though, man.
Badmouth Melanie be just spilling the beans.
Yeah, like, man, that's what they be doing, bro.
I told you this to tell you, mm-hmm. not for you to go off and tell somebody, but, you know.
Or post on social media.
Yeah, you had that one person, you tell them something, they just like, ooh, it's so good, I can't keep it to myself, let me tell everybody.
Right, right.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, don't be badmouth Melanie. Yeah, don't bad be mouth or badmouth Michael. You know, so because on this show we have to have gender equality.
Yeah.
So
equality
you
for
can't
all.
Be, don't
yes.
be badmouth Melanie or badmouth Michael.
Yeah, most definitely, man.
People can't keep their mouth shut, dog. It'd be sometimes stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They can't keep your mouth shut. Oh, did you hear about Joe? He likes peppermint bark. You could tell that, everybody.
Because y'all know what we talking about.
If y'all want to send some peppermint bark my way.
Hey, there you go.
You know what I mean? It's all good.
Was it the Ghirardelli?
Ghirardelli. Hey, Ghirardelli.
Yeah.
Listen up. I'm throwing you a meme plug.
A meme plug. Yeah.
You're about to be sold out in 1 week because of this shout out that I'm sending out.
Hey, you
got to
run us that check, though. You got to run us that check.
You know Australia about to buy out all the peppermint bark now? Because they my friends.
Yes.
Stick with the topic. They my friends.
Yes, sir.
We got some friends in Australia now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, you talk about friends in the workplace because, it's weird because, like, you could think somebody's your friend
mm-hmm.
at the workplace, and really, they're just somebody. Like, I bring, for instance, why do people got to backstab other people to try to make movement at the workplace? Like, you don't have to be my friend and know about information from me to make – just be good at your job.
But see, that's the problem. A lot of them ain't good at their job. So.
Yeah.
They got to step on you. They got to backstab you. They got to step on your back, you know, and everything like that to, you know, try to gain advantage. Or, like you said, man, what they'll do is they'll link up with you try to get some inside information on you just to take it back to the workplace and then, you know, and then just to shit on you at the end of the day to try to make themselves look better. And, yeah, that's some sucker shit. But
you know, it'd be like, you know, Dre. Yeah, right. Dre's partying all the time. Yeah, I don't think he'll be good for business.
Exactly,
like,
man.
I can't see him being a supervisor.
Right.
I was at the same party having drinks with him. Like, they don't they don't pinpoint that they weren't at the party too.
Yeah, nah, they'll do that.
You know, they brush
over. Oh, I seen pictures on social media or such and such told me, and it's like, yo, this shit is crazy, bro.
Yeah, them ain't even friends. Them are frenemies.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta watch out for them.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You know Joe, like, well, first they'll start off, they're like, you know, Joe's really cool. You know, I think Joe is really cool. I think he's really nice and everything. So,
yeah.
But I have some reserves about Joe. That's how they say it. I have some reserves about Joe.
Yeah.
Reserves. Reserves.
Yeah, they do.
But that's how they do it. It's like they do the sleek lingo. And then when somebody cross-check him on it, it's like, I said Joe was a really cool guy.
Right.
You know, I just said there was things about him, but I said that he's cool. And all they heard was the bad stuff.
Right,
they didn't say when I said he was cool.
Right.
No, they heard the bad stuff because that's what you meant.
Yeah, exactly. And it's crazy, man. It's crazy how that works, man. And people got to understand this as well. Like, it's never going to – sad enough to say – it's never going to matter what good compliments anyone gives you if it's in combination with an issue or a bad thing to say about the person. Because you could say 50 million good things about a person, but as soon as you say that one bad thing about them, that's all they're going to remember. That's the only shit that's going to stick in their head. So that's just how that goes. That's how we're programmed to be. So,
dog, this reminds me of a story.
It's crazy.
And we'll call him Leroy.
Leroy.
I had a homeboy named Leroy, man.
Leroy.
We worked at this company together.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an opening spot. And the manager was like, hey, you know, I know you're doing this other project, but I want you to kind of act in this opening spot for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, look, you know, I have a big role in this project.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, my homeboy Leroy, I know he had gotten some trouble before.
Right.
But put Leroy in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody deserves a second chance.
Right.
So the spot that was for me,
mm-hmm.
I gave it up for Leroy.
Right.
And so, and the crazy thing about it is I didn't tell Leroy that what had happened or transpired.
Yeah, no
like,
point.
You know what I mean? I just wanted, I felt like even though the dude made a mistake at this time, the dude was like, he was good at his job and he knew his stuff.
Right.
You know, so the manager was like, okay, well, cool. He was like, man, and I respect you for that. And I said, well, I appreciate you. So that was like a Friday that me and that manager talked. So Monday, he puts Leroy in the acting position that the manager had talked to me about.
Right.
So Leroy's at the position, right? While Leroy was doing the position, he got in some more trouble.
Come on, Leroy, boy.
Yeah, Lily. We'll call him Lay Around Leroy.
Lay Around Leroy.
So Lay Around Leroy got into that situation, right?
Oh, man. Come on, man.
So Lay Around Leroy got moved out of the position, and then the manager was like, look, I'm going to put you back in that position because, you know, there's stuff going on and everything like that. So I said, okay. So I the position that was supposed to be mine, I was getting into that position, which also shows the people before, if something's for you, it will be for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to roll over anybody to get in the position.
Right.
You don't have to dog people out. You don't have to be a bad person.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just know if it's for you, it'll be for you.
Facts.
You know?
Facts.
So don't go into being negative. Don't go into acting or backbiting or talking down on a person. Just be who you are.
Right.
Anyway, so as I got back in that position, I had a group of people under me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Leroy had built a relationship with Mandy. We'll call her Mandy.
Yeah, okay.
And Mandy was one of the people that were under me.
Right.
So Leroy was mad that I was in the position that was already for me.
Right.
And started messaging through the computer, Mandy, and was basically trying to sabotage me.
Right, right.
Taking stuff like, yeah, he don't know what he's doing, and that's why, you know, the only reason why he's there is because of this and all of this stuff.
Right.
So he's messaging her all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another one of the acting managers was looking in the computer and could read the messages. And so the acting manager had talked to Mandy, was like, look, Joe didn't do anything to you.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, Joe is trying to help the situation out.
Right.
If you don't stop it and change your attitude, you're going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the acting manager came to me and said, hey, this is what's going on. I know you've been having trouble working with these people, and it's because Leroy is on the back end still trying to communicate with these people, and he's basically trying to sabotage and be mad because you're in that position.
Right.
Again, the position that was supposed to be mine, that I recommended this guy.
Yeah.
So knowing this, and this, and me and Leroy were homeboys. This is somebody I went to lunch with, somebody I would hang out outside of that. So I was holding this for a week or two, right?
Right.
And then finally, Leroy tried to go to Mandy again. And since Mandy got that warning, Mandy cut him off. Stop IMing him and everything like that. And so he comes up to her desk and gets mad and start talking crazy to her. And then, I don't know, Dre, I kind of just got mad.
Yeah.
And I lost my cool. He was like, can we talk outside? I was like, yeah, we could definitely talk, but I'm done talking.
Right, right.
Because I know what's up.
Right.
And he was like, what are you talking about? I said, you're supposed to be my dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing all of this stuff. So I said, when we go outside, we're not talking.
Right.
So I got out my little, I started unbuttoning my dress shirt. I got into a wife beater, and I'm outside. And then, so he comes outside. He was like, what's going on? I said, I already clocked out.
Yeah.
So I'm not on work no more.
Right.
He was like, well, let's talk. I said, what do we got to talk about?
Right.
I said, we had a chance to talk.
Right.
I said, you my man. And you've been talking, no, do you know how these girls are? No, I know how you are.
Right. Motherfucker, don't try to.
I know how you are.
Niggas.
All of the information and all of the stuff that you said about me is already downloaded in the system. So what are you going to do? You're going to take back that stuff that's already been sent out?
Right, right.
I said, man, what would give you the audacity to even say those things to me or even about me? What have I done to you? Nah, man, it's nothing. These girls is tripping. And I said, nah, you tripping.
Right.
But I'm done talking. What we doing?
Yeah.
And he like, oh, man, why I got to be like that? I said, nah, you made it like that.
That's exactly what I'm about to say. No, you made it like that, homie.
You know, and this is not even me to present myself as being hard, but it's present myself being hurt.
Right.
You're supposed to be my friend. You're supposed to have my back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I put you down.
Right.
After you fell.
Right.
After the stuff that you did to yourself, I had your back.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I was trying to be the better man and all of this stuff or to get accolades, but because I saw that you was a good dude in my eyes. And I felt like you deserve a second chance like everybody else.
Right.
And you played me.
Right.
And then you're going to want to talk with me. You want to have a conversation with me now. Because now you know that I'm angry and I'm about to put these hands on you.
Right.
And that you know people are turning on you because of the mess you started.
Right.
Now you want to be talking. Now you want to be remorseful. Now you want to talk about like we supposed to be brothers and stuff. Nah, we were supposed to be brothers way before that.
Right.
But needless to say, because of that situation, Leroy had got fired.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to get fired at first because...
You out there in the wife beater, dog.
I was out there in the wife beater, you know what I mean? But, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, because I didn't put hands on him or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to fight because, again, I thought he was a friend, but he was a frenemy. But that goes to show y'all guys is like, you know, even the people that smiling in your face, you got to be careful about what they're saying behind your back. Like, I don't like nobody in my circle that can enjoy hearing somebody down talk me.
Right. Yep. See?
Because there's a difference between telling the truth about me.
Right.
and allowing somebody to down talk me.
Right, right.
Look, I'm not perfect.
Right, none of us are.
But what would be the whole point of having a long conversation about my imperfections if it's not because to build me up or make me better?
Right. Facts. Facts.
Like, I would go off on somebody if they came to me talking about, well, you know, Dre is this, and that, this. Hold on. Have you had this convo with Dre?
Right. Yep.
Do we need to get Dre on the phone?
And vice versa.
And have a politic?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But enough people ain't like that. They want to keep that stuff up and think it's fun.
Right.
Like, they got a little secret stuff, a secret society about you.
Right, right.
You know that? And then, you know, when I don't know if y'all listened to a few episodes back, and if you hadn't, you need to go check those episodes out.
Yeah,
most Dre was definitely talking about a dude that me and him both know that turned on Dre.
Craziest shit ever.
Yeah, man. Look, yeah, man. These frenemies. But we got to build people up. Yeah. We're going to build people up.
Yeah, most definitely.
We're going to talk about what makes a person a friend.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, hold on. Let me give y'all a brief intermission real quick.
Since my child.
But yeah, man. So, man, I've been through a few similar situations when it comes to your situation, man. But like you said, man, we here to uplift the people and shit, man. Give them some pointers. I guess speak some positivity in the air, man. So, where do you want to begin with that, bro?
I mean, just working out friendship dynamics. Looking mm-hmm. at the, like, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is boys and girls. If you got a boyfriend or a girlfriend, if you're a boy with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, whatever it is, make sure that you're that friend too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we kind of talked about it on the other one, but people get in marriages and stop being friends.
Yeah, for sure.
They don't hang out with each other. They don't talk to each other. Like, all the conversations wrapped around the kids, the mortgage.
Right.
Car bills.
Yeah, that's very important, man. Like what you said, on that one that got scrapped was you got to continue dating your significant other.
Yeah.
And that's very important. Like you said, it's one of those things that pretty much just that gets lost in translation, and people forget like why they even are in a relationship with that person. Because outside of the career, the kids, the bills and things of that nature. It's just like they get caught up in that. I call it the rat race of a relationship, man. They just can keep on doing that same routine over and over and over. And next thing you know, you look up and it's 7 years in the past. And for one thing, you don't even know your significant other anymore. Cause it's like, they're a completely different person. Y'all just been going through the motions. And that's why a lot of the time, like what's happening nowadays is people in relationships, they put so much emphasis on their children and putting their children first and all that good stuff that, you know, we talk about. To whereas what's happening is when these kids grow up and move outside the house and these parents and these couples become empty nesters and then it's just them two in the house left, then not even 2 years later, they're getting a divorce. Cause then you realize like, hold up, like, oh, okay. Like, cause the kids all of this time has been a distraction.
Yeah.
So then like I said, you 17 years later, you look up and be like, okay, like, nah, this ain't what is it. I don't even know this person. I don't even like this person. like for me, man, like I was thinking about it the other day and it's like, I'm at a point in my life, man, to whereas, if I don't like the way you move as a person, I really can't deal with you, man. I can't, man. So it's just like even with a significant other, it's just like nah, I can never date her because like I'm an observer, so I watch how people move. And when you see how people move and they do some shit that's just like nah, that just doesn't align with your morals and stuff, it's like nah, like. Women do it all the time, and I'm sure men do it too. Trust me, we just talked about that.
Yeah.
But they'll be saying all this, that, and the third about their homegirls or behind their back or their sister or their cousin or whatever. Then they smiling in their face, and then they come with all the fake ass antics and all of this stuff. And it's like, nah, man, I'm cool off all that. Like, that ain't even where I'm at in my life no more. So, nah, I'm cool off that. Like, so it's just shit like that. But like we was just saying, when it comes to those empty nesters, that's what happens, man. It's like the kids get out the house and then they off to college or to the military or whatever the hell it is, on with their life, basically, is what I'm saying. And then you sit up in your house with your significant other, like,
I don't even like you.
Yeah, I don't even like you as a person. Like, I don't even like, and it's real, bro. It happens all the time.
Well,
man.
You know, and people get mad at me when I talk about divorced people, but divorced people don't fall out of love, they fall out of like. Mm-hmm. Like, they look at that person mm-hmm. and like they have like love can of their children can keep them in that relationship.
For sure.
Love of time can keep them in that relationship.
For sure.
But what happens is like, look, it was like, I don't like the way they eat their food. I don't like the way they breathe at night.
Right.
It just becomes like a like thing.
Yeah, and for sure.
I think that's one of the biggest things, like in a relationship, like especially, I would even say ladies. Like, it was funny because me and my homegirl Ashley were talking about, like, she was asking about, like, what does men look for in dating? And I was I said, men are so different than women in dating. Mm-hmm. I said, like, if I'm telling my homeboy about a girl, right, mm-hmm. I'll describe that girl like this. My homeboy will ask me, say, hey, man, she fine? Mm-hmm. I like, I bet. Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, she fine? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, she cool?
Yeah.
Bet. Those are usually the questions. Yep. Now, this is a conversation women have, and you can be mad at me all you want, but it's the truth.
It's a fact.
Because me and Ashley were talking about this. Women will be like, hey, girl, okay, is he fine? Mm-hmm. How tall is he? What kind of cars he drive? Where he work at, girl?
Yep.
Who's his friends? Yep. Oh, I know his cousin. Oh, no, he no good. Like, they go through this whole scenario, this whole background check about this person.
Yeah, most definitely.
Like, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, men ain't about that. We don't care about, like, your status in life. A woman could be, she could be the lowest totem pole of the janitorial service. And as long as she fine and she cool, we'll date her. We don't care about all of that extra stuff. We don't care how tall she is.
Right.
We don't care. It's like, women be like, okay, he's got to be 6'2". He's got to have six-figure income.
Right.
He's got to be stable. He's got to have an 800 credit score.
Right.
He can't have kids. If he does have kids, it's got to be one in a possible. What's the relationship with him and his baby mama? But anyway.
No, you're absolutely right. It's funny because... what you saying, man? Because you know, we be on, you're on dating apps and shit, right? And when women, let me tell y'all something, man. I hate when women ask me anything about my children on a dating app. Like, first of all, I don't even know you. I've never met you. Don't be asking, well, what's their names? How old they are? How old are they? Because for one, I know I'm smart enough to know, and plus I worked for a dating app before. I'm smart enough to know y'all just asking those questions to size a man up when none of that shit has anything to do with who I am as a person. And like they'll say, like, I've had women tell me, well, we ask that question because we want to see how responsible you are. So, like, if I got five kids by three different baby mamas, shit, all that shit could have happened when I was 18.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm 42 now. I'm a completely different person now. You know what I mean? And it's like, yes, as long as I'm taking care of my kids, but you're not going to gather that from a conversation.
And Dre, that's the key component that they're missing. So mm-hmm. what happens is they build all of this database
mm-hmm.
because they want to find an employee. They don't want a man.
I just said
they don't
want a friend.
Man. They want an employee.
It's like this a is fucking a job interview. That's exactly what it is, man. Like,
they want an employee.
But I hate that shit, bro.
But the missing component is they're not their friends.
Right.
And so ask for loyalty from these men because they do these job things,
right.
These men ain't loyal to you because you're not their friend.
Right.
You're not my friend.
Yep.
You're just somebody that usually guys, we want qualities like our friends.
Right.
Like,
right.
And girls will get mad about that.
Yeah.
They'll get mad. Like, I don't know why he with that girl. She's young and play video games and stuff.
She dope.
Because he likes video games.
Yeah, and she dope.
Yeah.
That's
a lot of women they find out is that they're dating these men that ain't their friends.
Right. That's facts.
And they get in these relationships with guys that aren't their friends. And that's why it's easy for these guys not to be loyal to you
because
you're not their friends.
No, that's real, man.
Girls, date these men to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
date these men that you know would have your back. It shouldn't be, I got into a situation and he didn't have my back.
Right, facts.
Well, of course he didn't have your back. He ain't your friend.
Yeah, he don't even like you.
Yeah, he don't even like you. You know what I mean? He dating you because you fine and you give him a little piece. And you may pay a bill for him or something.
Right, right, right.
But he don't like, he ain't your friend. You're not friends. You need to have friends. Like, my parents may not have showed me, like, the ultimate example of, like, of a relationship, but they had a friendship.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Dog, first of all, my mom would check me soon at the gate if I try to say something bad about my dad in front of my mom.
Right.
That's a friendship. She was basically saying, you can't talk about my homie. Right. I know them. I know the fact checks. You're right. Just a glimpse in this relationship and this friendship. So, you know, they were friends. And I think a lot of people miss that point. You know, and then dudes, like, we're going to get on you too. Like, don't be just dating these women because they look good. Because you're going to get disappointed a lot of times. And you're going to end up cheating or you're going to end up getting rid of her or ghosting her. Right. Because you, her personality sucks right. Because you're just busy looking at her.
Yeah, 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 and that's the unfortunate thing, man. But it's man. But what you said about 5 minutes ago, man, you hit the nail on the head. Cause I swear to God, man, what you said about how men act versus what women act, like you said,
yeah,
we ask, like you said, it's really those basic two questions. Do she look good? Because that's yeah. That's important. Men are visual.
Yeah.
Off the rip, ladies, just in case you didn't know that. Oh. Men are visual creatures. So, because I get tired of hearing them say, well, is it all about the looks? Like, no. Well, I want to know if I'm attracted to you first and foremost, physically. And then once we get past that, like you said, we ask, yo, is she cool? Is she dope? And yeah, if it's any hesitation on the cool part, then that's where we're hesitant. Like, nah, nigga, that probably ain't what you want to do. Because that's literally the two questions we ask. Do she look good and is she cool? We don't ask where she work at, how many fucking kids she got, how many baby daddies she got. All these millions of questions that women ask other women about the man that they're trying to date.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. But then it's like you said, man, it's like they wonder why these men don't stick around.
Yeah.
Because you ain't cool, man. Like, people ain't cool, bro.
I think another thing, too, that women sabotage their relationships because of their friendships.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a...
They will have...
That's facts.
Friends. First of all, women, if you're in a relationship, don't be telling your friends all the pillow talk conversation. Like, they don't need to know that.
Right.
Like, if your friend could come to your husband and tell them something that you didn't talk to them about, you wrong.
Yep.
You're dead and blatant and wrong. Men don't pillow talk like that.
Nope.
Like, my friends and our relationship is my friends and my relationship. Like, I can tell my homeboy or whatever, if I'm in a relationship, my girl, you know, upset me or something like that, but I'm not going to go out my way to have this long conversation about she's bad or she's different or all of this stuff.
Right.
Like, but women will have that conversation and their friends will sabotage their relationship because they'll listen to their friends who a lot of times will just agree with them instead of kicking what may be the truth. Like, hey, because anytime somebody asks me information, like my friends ask me relationship stuff, I give them advice on their side of the things.
Right.
I can't give you advice because I'm not talking to that other person.
Right, right. Facts.
And that's also how you got to start giving people advice. Because, like, you can say, well, yeah, you need to do this, that, and the other because they're doing – you don't know what that person's doing. You're just getting one side of the story.
Right.
And that's it. And usually when I talk to somebody about, like, my friends or relationships, man, I'm building the person up. Like, hey, dude, first of all, are you honest with this person? What are you doing in this to communicate?
Right.
What are you doing to build this up? What are you doing ladies, be careful. Like, where men mess up in their friendships is men, we just have friends that'll just do stupid stuff.
Right.
That's where we mess up. Like, women have friends that talk too much.
Right.
Guys will have friends like, hey, Jim can't come around anymore because he has 40 DWIs and he's a bad look for the kids.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. He got to relax.
Yeah. Or your homeboy may give you a recommendation to go to the club with the ladies too many times, and you may have too many drinks and get yourself in an entanglement.
Yeah, for sure.
Without August. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's just one of those things, man. We have to do better in just being friends with people in general, man. It's not even a significant other thing, man, because we as people, man, we drop the ball so many times on just friendship alone, man. And I think that a lot of people aren't honest with themselves or their friends, for that matter, in where they are in life. Yeah. And like we've said before, it's like, just because you've known someone for 20 years doesn't mean that that's your best friend. You know what I mean? Because we outgrow people. That's just the nature of the beast, man. And there shouldn't be any issues if and when that happens, because that's just what happens. Some of your friends that you've known for 20 years, y'all grow apart. Some of the people you've known for 20 years, y'all come closer together because you guys start having more common interests, period. And we have to be able to recognize that and recognize that sooner than later, because what happens is those friends who aren't going anywhere that you've been around for the last 15, 20, 25 years, and they're not really going nowhere, they have a tendency to hold you back.
Yeah.
And anyone that's holding you back shouldn't be in your life. And the one thing I want to stress when it comes to just friendships in general is that if you can't be 100% of who you are in front of anybody, then those are not the people that you should want to be around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that includes family members.
Yeah.
If you got family members who are, I don't know, for the lack of a better term, holy rollers, and you don't really see things like they do, I mean, that's still your family. You're cool to love them and stuff, but you shouldn't judge them and they shouldn't judge you.
Yeah.
You know, we got to start accepting each other for who we are. Yeah, yeah. It's cool to voice your opinion or to, let them see your side of things and vice versa. But to denounce someone or to put someone down because they don't share the same views as you, who are you? You know what I mean? And we have to move beyond the judgmental part of who we are as people.
Yeah.
Because we're quick to judge people who aren't like us or who don't think like us or who don't act like we may want them to act. Yeah. This ain't about you, man. I mean, it's like, especially if you haven't vocalized that to the person that you have such issues with. It's like, yo, y'all gotta, like I said, we just gotta do a better job of accepting one another. We have to do a better job at communicating with one another about just who we are and where we are and where we stand in our friendships. Because a lot of the times, like I said, we don't communicate these things, and then problems arise. But then you realize, like, you probably shouldn't have been hanging with this person for the last 10 to 15 years. But you holding on because y'all went to high school together, or y'all holding on, or you holding on because y'all went to middle school together. But like, nah, you in reality, you done outgrew this person 10 years ago. So it's just shit like that, bro.
Well, you said it on your last episode. Well, not on the last episode, but the recording that got messed up was, mm-hmm. is like, your friend should be able to respect your brand, because everybody's a brand.
Yep.
Regardless or not, whether you don't know it or not,
yep.
you are HEB, you are Walmart, you are Target, you're a brand.
You are.
And
especially this day and age.
Yeah. And what hit me up was, and what made us start the conversation the last time, is my homegirl Christina, shout out to her. She sent me a message basically saying, she's like, she hopes in business that she finds a Dre in her business that will help her move to the next level.
Shout out to Christina, man. I appreciate that love.
Yeah, and
that's a huge compliment right there.
Yeah, I she can see our friendship. Mm-hmm. Like, when people listen to the podcast and they get back to me, they think for the last 20 or 30 years we talked every day or something like that. They
we actually went a stretch of like 10 to 15 years of not talking. I mean, not out of no beef shit though.
No, it's just
like, you know, just we didn't have social media and all that. You know, how old we are. So
yeah,
no doubt.
It was just life, but you know what I mean. A, I thank her for being able to see that.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And then B, it was just like, yeah, that's how everybody should look at things.
That's right.
That's what people should be saying about your love relationship, your friendship.
Yep.
They should be like, they should look at the way you talk to your kids and be like, I want that relationship with my kids that you have with your kids.
That's fact.
And that's because, again, we have to be better at these friendships. Now, I don't believe you should be best friends with your kids, especially at a young age. And I mean, look, I don't have kids, so maybe I'm wrong on this, but I feel like you can be friends with them. I feel like you can, you know, be pals and do a lot of things with them. But I think the most important thing about you and your children shouldn't be about establishing your friendship, other than establishing parameters, rules, and guidelines so they can have something to live off of. Because you see a lot of these kids that become friends with their parents, and they're best friends, and then when they become adults, they don't have any principles, they don't have any guidelines, they don't have any rules, because most of their childhood was just learning how to be friends all the time.
Right, right.
How to be people's buddies, how to be, you know.
Yeah. It could be.
I would hear so much about it. People could be like, I'm best friends with my kids, and I don't care about your best friend with your kids. And don't act like you may think your best friend's your kids. What would your kids say about your friendship?
And that's the thing, man. It's like parents got to be able to differentiate the two, man. Because, like I said, man, in that episode, man, it's like, hey, I never cared if Alexa, Aurelia, or Ava thinks that I'm their friend and shit. I'm their father first. I'm their dad. So I'm their parent, basically. And it's like, and I'm gonna treat them as such, because it's important not to blur those lines. And don't get me wrong. I mean, daddy's girls is spoiled, all of that good stuff, man. But when it's time to take that stand, you know, I take that stand and I let them know, like, hey, I'm not here to be your friend. And I don't care. And I don't care if you like me right now, because my job as a parent is to prepare you for the world. So when you get out there in the real world and you start getting these supervisors, these managers and shit, like, you understand how life is supposed to operate. And you're not one of these problem children who coming out into the real world working for people such as us and can't even handle criticism, or can't even get to work on time, or can't even do your job on time. It's so much shit that I know all of us see with this younger generation. It's like, wow, like, this is crazy. You know what I mean? But they all know, well, the majority of them know, that I was telling one of my homegirls this the other day. It's like, when it comes to these young men, it's like, yeah, I've said it before, like, these women are bringing these, they're catering to their every move. Like, I had a couple of employees that were like men, boys, 19, 20 year old boys who would come to work, and one of them, his exact words to me was, and nigga, Joe, man, I'm not lying. I put it on everything I love, bro. I was the manager. So one of my supervisors who were under me, she was like, let's just say his name is Mike. She was just like, yo, Mike wants to go home because his stomach hurts, right? This is what he said to me. I mean, what she said to me. She's like, Mike's going to go home because his stomach hurts, right? Let me tell Mike to come talk to me, man, right? And so he comes in to my office. I'm sitting at the table at the desk. And I turn around, he sits down, I turn around, like, yo, what's up, man? So what's going on? He was like, yeah, oh, man, his exact words was, my tummy hurts, bro. It took everything in me not to laugh in his face. So I had to turn around and look back at the computer just so I could compose myself, because I ain't never heard no grown-ass man tell another grown-ass man, my tummy hurts. And I was just like, yo, man. So after I gathered myself, I turned back around. I said, are you kidding me? I said, here's what you do, man. You go ahead and, you know, go have a seat, get some Sprite. I said, bro, but this is a weekend. This is one of our busiest times. I'm not allowing you to go home. I said, you got women who work next to you who are pregnant, who have, you know, their monthly cycle and all types of things going on. And you try to tell me you can't work because you got a tummy ache? It took everything in me not to cuss him out. But these are the type of boys, men that are coming into the workforce. Because they know, and then what they know is they could go back home to mama, and mama going to take care of them.
I tell you what, you know, and maybe our parents could have been more loving.
Maybe.
But my dad wasn't worried about being my friend.
Exactly.
He was worried about, dude, exactly. I'll never forget. So, you know, everybody, if you know, we're in Texas. So in the right. state of Texas, 16 is the legal age you can work. Now, if you're right. under 16, you have to get some kind of like worker's permit or something like that to work at a legal established job. Well, I was 15 at this time, and my dad opens my door.
Right.
Like, I think 2 or 3 weeks before school, and he said, hey, I don't know what you're doing to do about school clothes, but I'm not getting you none this year.
Right.
Closes the door and walks out.
Yeah, you got to figure
he
it out.
He wasn't being my friend. It wasn't like, so, hey, son, how do you feel about you paying school clothes this week or whatever? No, my dad said, hey, look.
Figure it out.
This is life.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, we weren't like dirt poor. So, he probably had the money, you know. But he taught me experience about life. He taught me that, son, things are going to happen to you in this life, and they're going to happen at a drop of a hat. And what are you going to do?
Right.
What are you going to do when the bills are paid and you get laid off and you got a mortgage or you got a car or you got to get formula? What are you going to do, son?
Right.
And that's basically what he hit me with because, again, in my life at that time, mm-hmm. I wasn't paying a mortgage or anything like that. School clothes was the main thing focused on my mind because school was.
Right.
And it was the last minute. So what I did, and I ended up finding a job under the table.
Right, right.
I didn't let that become a no.
Right.
But there's so many parents out there. And not saying that you shouldn't be doing for your kids, right?
Of course. But you gotta teach them some type of responsibility, man. And you got to teach them how to be able to do some critical thinking and think for themselves and figure some things out.
Yeah.
But that's the thing with a lot of parents, and I want to say like 80% of parents, they don't allow their children to do any type of critical thinking. They figure everything out and solve every problem for them, and then they wonder why these children are the way that they are.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, man, I can't rock with that.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, like you said, I mean, our parents may not have been the most loving, but I tell you what, man, I appreciate all of those lessons that they taught us, and the studies show that most kids who grew up like with parents like that we appreciate that once we get older because we know how to function. Like, we know, like, hey, life comes at you and you got to roll with the punches or you're gonna get swallowed up pretty much. Yeah. That's just the gist of it. So
yeah,
crazy shit, bro.
Yeah, man. But you see it all the time. The parents just being like, you know, I remember it was funny. You know, I ran shoe stores for a lot of times, and I would always hear these parents come to me and say, hey, Joe, you hurt my child's feelings. I said, what? Hurt your child's feelings? I said, first of all, you need to teach your child to come and talk to me.
First and foremost.
I said, you're about to get them off the schedule.
Yeah, right.
I said, but second of all, and I know you're trying to protect your kid, what does your kid's feelings got to do with the working business?
Right, right.
I said, let's flip it to your job. Can you go to your boss and say that they hurt your feelings?
Right.
I said, now let's look at this in the HR aspect. Mm-hmm. You're not calling HR corporate on me because I didn't do anything
wrong. Right.
I told your kid to do their job, what I pay them to do.
Right.
What this company pays me to pay them to do.
Right. Right.
And look, I'm not in the mood or paid to baby your child.
Facts.
It's your child.
Facts.
You baby them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask them to do something. Now, I'm going to show them respect on asking them to do something, but I'm going to ask them to do something.
Right.
And I'm not going to repeat myself. Because if in your child's case, there's another 16, 17-year-old that will willingly work at a shoe store,
facts,
get a shoe discount,
facts,
and take it. So, again, I'm not here to be your child's friend.
Right.
I'm here to be your child's boss.
Right.
I'm here to teach them a skill.
Right.
Like, this is not going to be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
So my job as an employer is to make them better than me.
Facts.
And whatever I can do,
facts,
that's my obligation as a job.
Mm-hmm.
It's written in the secret code. It's not to be your child's friend. It's not to pick them up when they're down. It's to say, hey, look, I'm going to teach you a skill, and I'm going to try to teach you the skill better than I know it.
Right.
That way, when you leave this job, because this is not going to be your last place, mm-hmm, you can take that and you can live on.
Right.
And it warms my heart now that these young people that worked under me, we're now friends,
right,
and I see them. There's a guy that worked under me now, works for NASA.
Mm. That's dope.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And to see him doing that.
And I love that shit too, man.
And when he first started with me, he was like the stock boy.
Yeah.
Which, in that business, is almost like,
yeah,
I wouldn't say it's the bottom of the barrel, but right. You know what I mean? You're not really
entry
getting,
level.
You're not getting commission on selling shoes.
Right, right.
Nothing like that. You're not face-to-face with the people, so your friends really can't see you that much.
Right.
He was in the back room putting up shoes.
Right.
And now this guy's working for NASA, and that makes me...
No, that's dope, man.
That makes me feel like I did my job.
Yeah,
and now we can be friends. We can have a beer. We can sit and talk. We can, know what I mean? We could chill. You know, we could talk about life. But at that point in time, that wasn't my main point.
Yeah.
You know, but again, we got to understand what friendships we have and what friendship we shouldn't have.
Right.
And what those dynamics of those friendships look like.
Yeah.
Like your friendships could change from person to person, and it doesn't make you not real, because we live in that society. Oh, you're not real. Look, there is multiple sides to Joe.
Right. Facts. Facts.
I got friends at work that are different than my friendship with Dre. And the reason why they're different is I could talk work lingo, and Dre's not going to understand that. Doesn't make Dre not any less of a friend or anything like that. Because outside of that work lingo, when I talk to Dre, my friends from work, they don't get what Dre gets.
Right.
They don't get the in-depth stuff. They don't get the, you know what I mean? And it doesn't make them lesser people, but they don't have the relationship me and Dre has.
Yeah, that's real, man. And, all of everything you said is true, man. And one of the things I would say, man, to take that even a step further, as far as friends is concerned, like I said before, you should never be the smartest person in the room when it comes to your friends, because I believe that you should always have people around you that inspire you, that you want to. Achieve some type of success with. And that's important, man, because if, like I said, if you're the smartest person in the room, how would you ever learn anything? If you're the smartest person in the room, no, man, keep people around you, keep people in your circle that continuously pushes you, continuously pushes your growth as a person, because that's what's important, man. And we all should be, especially us in our age, we should all be at a point whereas we're trying to help each other and benefit from and with each other as far as friends is concerned, you know?
Yeah.
And that's important, man, because we don't have a lot of that, especially in our community, man. We don't have a lot of that. And it's just about time, man, to really, like, come together and really start building on things, man. So really start, like, just putting all the petty shit aside and being able to work toward a common goal and start accomplishing these things and everything. Get your side hustles on, man. Everybody, like I said, I mean, if you got a 9-to-5, that's cool. But at that 9-to-5, be thinking about your side hustle. Be thinking about the things that you want to do. If it's a YouTube channel you want to start, start it. If it's a podcast, start it. If it's whatever the hell it is you want to do, start it. Start it while you're at your 9-to-5. Let your 9-to-5 fund your hobby. And then, God willing, your hobby will take over your 9-to-5 and become your 9-to-5. And that's what we all should be aiming at, man, because there's enough money out here for everybody to get. So it shouldn't be all that backstabbing or like when my friends tell me, hey, I want to do a podcast, I give them the blueprint. It's nothing.
Yeah.
I give them the blueprint, whatever. I had a homeboy who wanted to start doing T-shirts. Gave him the blueprint, man, because it's not a competition for me, especially as my people. If it's my people, shit, hell, shit, if I give you the blueprint to some shit and your shit take off, shit, you could come back around and teach me some things you did that I didn't do.
Dude.
And help my stuff out.
Yeah, man, and that's a big thing about friendships is supporting your friends, and I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you talked about supporting your friends, because easily... about the support from your friends, you're going to find out that some of the people that you believe are your friends really ain't your friends, don't really support you, don't really... Because here's the thing. As a friend, you don't have to understand a person's dream, right?
Right.
Or because, again, God shared that with them. That was their thing. You know, God ain't going to always share your... And vice versa. Don't get mad at everybody or your friends that don't believe in your dreams. Because God may not have told them that. Correct, they don't, you know what I mean? They may not see. Your actions of the last 10, 15, 20 years may have showed something differently. But
facts.
They got to be able to respect. They got to be able to respect what you're doing. They got to be able to, like, for instance, we have this podcast, right? And, you know, you don't have to listen to this podcast to be considered my friend.
Right.
But I would think as my friend, you would give it a try. You know, I've had friends listen to the podcast and they said, you know, I didn't like it. Not my cup of tea. Which I knew was a lie because they was like, I was like, it's a cup of Joe and with Drake, and not a cup of tea. But, they, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I respect it because they gave it a shot. They listened to it. And I've had friends that shared it.
Right.
But I've also had some friends that, as I've clearly known on here, never listened to an episode, never shared it, never talked about it,
right.
But will send me a Cash App. Will ask me for help.
Yeah.
Will give me advice.
Right.
Hey, Joe, hey, I need your help with something. And now on, this is what I end up doing. Hey, you know, funny you said that. On episode 14, Dre was talking about that exact thing on the podcast.
Yeah, listen
to that. That's going to help you out. Oh, you want to do better at your job? We have an episode about dreams and aspirations because, again, it's like, you know, you quickly find out, are those friends or those users?
Right. No, for real. That's real, man.
Because people will sometimes be your friend for what you can do for them. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, all friendships are based upon what somebody can do for you. But all they want is from you.
Right.
They just want to take everything, take, and not pour in.
Yep.
And that's a bigger thing, too, guys. If you have a friend and you've poured out so much that you're drained, and nothing been put back, that ain't your friend. That's just somebody on this path and journey of life that you were just here to help.
Yep.
And you got to be able to get that disconnect.
Yeah. And that's the thing with friendships that's so vitally important to. It's probably in there. Go look. Yeah. That's one thing that's vitally important for people to understand when it comes to friendships. And again, man, this is a conversation. I think I was having one of my homegirls the other day. It's like, hey, man, you can't really consider someone your friend if y'all never been through any type of adversity together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If your friendships is based on all the good times you had, how do you know when you hit some rough times that this person's going to be by your side? You don't know because you've never been through any type of adversity. You know what I mean? All your friendship is based on all the fucking Friday nights that y'all went to the club and had a great time in. You know what I mean? What if one of them times y'all was out at the club and Lord forbid, but one of y'all got a DUI? Is the homie that you with going to post some bail money, or is the homie that you with going to start gathering some bail money together for you? You know, what is he going to do in those times?
That homie not let you drive.
Right. More importantly, yes. Exactly. Because those are telltale signs, too. It's just like, you know your homie drunk as hell. And, yeah, it may be his car. Nah, man, give me them keys. I'm going to need them keys. You know, we ain't moving out this spot until. But, see, it's not like that. It's all based on good times and stuff. So, you looking at the homie or the homegirl, like, yo, this is my people and stuff. And
yeah, but that's, again, they don't respect that brand.
Exactly.
Like, you know, we talk about Chick-fil-A all the time, right?
Right.
Because I respect the Chick-fil-A brand.
Right.
Yep. I want my friends, if you're my friends and you listen, talk about me like I'm Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
now, I'm going to try to keep up my end of the bargain.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm not going to hit you with my pleasures.
Right.
But you would want people to be talking about you like you Chick-fil-A.
Most definitely, man.
You know what I mean? If people talk about you like you Popeyes, like then there may be a problem. You know, you may not be a good friend, or they may not be good for you. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know. You hear people talk about Popeyes, they be like, well, you know, they service sucks.
Yeah, man.
It's kind of hood.
All that.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, man.
But your friends should be able to respect your brand.
Yeah.
And that's on both parts.
Yeah, most definitely.
You should be a friend that doesn't put your other friends in bad positions, or you respect yourself enough.
Right.
Because yeah. a lot of people miss that. You respect yourself enough. Mm-hmm. You don't respect yourself enough to control your actions, to control your words, mm-hmm. your emotions, mm-hmm. you know, just doing stuff. You know what? Speaking of friends, Dre, let's talk about being friends with yourself.
Yeah. Well, that's the most important thing when it comes to any type of relationship is the relationship that you have with yourself. Because a lot of people out here, man, they just don't like themselves. And there strikes the biggest problem of all, because a lot of people would compare themselves to their friends or to their significant others. Like there's couples who compare themselves to each other in the relationship. And that's the type of stuff that never works. So when you're not a friend to yourself and you don't have a friendship with yourself, then how in the hell could you ever have a friendship with someone else? Like, people don't understand how vitally important quality time with yourself is. Because a lot of people don't like to be by themselves, because they're forced to sit with their own demons and their own problems and their issues and everything. But the problem is, if you're not trying to work those things out on your own, you can never really have any type of healthy relationships, period. I mean, I'm not talking about significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm just talking about relationships in general. And it's like, if you don't get along with everybody in your family, and then you get into relationships and you're breaking up with everybody and you still pointing the finger at everybody else, you're the common denominator in that whole web of people. So we got to start, you know, paying attention to ourselves and doing the homework on ourselves. And like you said, just being a friend to ourselves. I have an ex that will, to this day, tell me, all you care about is yourself. Like, well, who the fuck am I supposed to care about? she would say it like it was a bad thing. Like, you just love yourself. Like, well, yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you noticed.
Right. That's how that's supposed to work. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, man, this is like, I learned that at a young age, man. At the end of the day, all you really got is yourself, man. And if you don't have yourself together, if your mental stability within yourself isn't straight, everything around you is going to crumble for the most part.
Well, I mean, you know, you see it all the time. You see people self-sabotage themselves.
Yeah, most definitely.
They will sabotage their own selves because they're not a friend to themselves.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I fall under this bracket at one time in my life. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so when it came time to figure out, like, you know, people ask me, what do you like? And I'm like, I don't know what I like.
Right, yeah, man. Yeah.
You know, or yeah. like, you know, there was a time in my life, all I did was work. Mm-hmm. Work, 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 work. And then I was burnt out. And I wasn't even a friend to myself to say, I need time off. You know, yeah. I was just so worried about time that I was just like, if I stop now, then I'm not going to be able to do this. And you know what they say, you know, you don't work, you don't eat. You don't grind, you don't shine.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to be put yourself on a timeout. Be a friend to yourself. Yeah. Be a friend to your body. Be a friend to, you know.
Yeah, man. We gotta normalize taking time for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, and it's bad, especially with our generation, man. We come from a lot of, a lot of us are hustlers, man. We hustle, man. We get out there and we make it all happen, and you know, we busy grinding and everything, and we don't take that time to ourselves. We don't take that time for our loved ones and stuff. So we need to normalize taking some time off, man. Use that PTO, man. Take some time off, because like I said, like we always say, man, like they always say, that job gonna be here tomorrow, whether you're there or not. You know what I mean? If you all of a sudden fell ill, your job is going to replace you quicker than ever. So, Ava, stop that. Thank you. So, yeah, they will replace you quicker than ever. So, it's like, hey, man, I mean, take that time. We need to normalize that, man. Spend a time with each other, man. Like, hang out with your friends, especially us up in this age, man, 40-plus years old, man. It's like, hang out with your people, man. Like, spend some quality time with them. And I'm not gonna lie, Joe, man. That's one thing that I gotta do more of with you, man. Just hanging out, man. Like, we hung out last weekend. That shit was dope. But it's like, we you and me both, man. We out here, we grinding, we working and stuff, man. We don't even get to, you know, really enjoy the fruits of our labor, really, man. Because it's like, then we link up, we record, we knock a few out, then it's back to the grind and shit, man. And it's like, I'm aware of that, man. So it's like, nah, man, I really need to link up with my boy Joe and go hang out, man, because you're my friend and you're someone I actually enjoy being around. So it's just like, nah, it shouldn't be just to, you know, record and, you know, and knock some out and then go, man. But it's vitally important because, honestly, bro, I'm going to tell you where I've been at for, like, the last couple months. And I know you, I'm pretty sure y'all seen, like, over the last, I think it was last week, matter of fact, I pulled up on Orlando's grave, man, because I was, you know, I was in Killeen, man, and I was like, man, I need to talk to him. But see, here's where the conflict for me was, man. It's like, you know, I pull up, go talk to my brother, man, I go talk to Orlando, man, and, you know, just, you know, pour my heart out to him and everything. And the thing that's a slap in his face and other people like him, they're not here to spend the time that we have to spend with each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it'd be like, if something was to happen to me or something to happen to you, then I'm like, well, fuck, man, I could have hung out more. I could have did this
deep.
More. You know what I mean?
You went deep dish on me, man.
Hey, man. Hey, man. But that's real, man. And that's the thing that I'm saying when it comes to our friendships, man. We got to normalize hanging out with each other again, man. Getting up, linking up. Now, don't get me wrong. I know COVID is out there and all that good shit. So it put a damper on a lot of the shit that we can, you know, do. But there's nothing wrong with, you know, getting a few of your friends together, man, doing a fight night, doing game night, playing, you know, board games or whatever the case may be, man. But to feel that love, man, to feel that energy, man, because like I said, man, I don't ever want to get that phone call and be like, yo, something happened to Joe or something happened to so-and-so and something happened to so-and-so. And I'm like, damn, I woulda, coulda, shoulda. Because that's the way that we all do that. Oh, I woulda, coulda, shoulda. And it's like, yeah, you coulda, woulda, coulda, and shoulda, but you didn't. And for what? No reason whatsoever, man.
And that, man, it's funny that you said that. So, first of all, shout out to my boy Dempsey, man. He lost his father, and he's down here in Killeen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hung out, and we had a few drinks, but the drinks is what didn't make us have a good time.
Right, right.
It was the established friendship that
right.
we had
That's facts.
That made us had a good time, and it was he, me, and, you know, Dempsey's brother JoJo, and his sisters, and his wife, and... You know, my boy DeMons, he was in the building, and then, you know, this dude, my homeboy Dennis. But it was just like we picked up from years.
Yeah.
And the bad thing about it is that it made me look back to even when they were here. He was here for a period of time before he moved to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And because of my mom's death,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't allow anybody to grieve with me.
Right. Right.
I couldn't allow anybody to be a friend to me.
That's all I'm about to say, but that's what friends are for, man. Exactly. So, yeah.
And so, you know, me and him didn't get to hang because mm-hmm. I was busy trying to hide
right.
to fix and heal myself,
right.
thinking that I got to figure this out without anybody else.
Right.
And I was so wrong for that because I closed mm-hmm. so many good people in my mm-hmm. life. And I've been known for that, and I'm working on that.
Right.
It's like, you know, one of the things about friendships, you got to allow people to be your friend.
Right. Yeah, most exactly.
Like,
exactly.
That was my hard thing, was just being vulnerable right. in front of somebody, because it always was a sign of weakness to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. And I think, like you just said, man, that's a lot of men do that, man. We like you said, man, we want to go through all the hardships and troubled times and shit on our own. And that's just not reality, man. You got to allow your friends to be there for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you got to be there for your friends. Recognize when your friends have become distant as well, because that's important as well, man. I mean, it's like you and I, man. If you and I go a few days without texting or talking to each other,
it feels weird.
And then either you'll hit me up or I'll hit you up, and it's like, okay, yeah, man, I'm just checking you, making sure everything. And that's good, man. And that's what we have to do. We have to normalize, like I said, man, we just got to start normalizing a lot of things when it comes to friendships. And as far as men is concerned, we need to normalize, like, being vulnerable with each other
yeah.
and talking about our feelings and everything, man. Because I think that, well, not that I think, I know that we can help a lot of us just by doing that. They're like, oh, man, I know you went through this, and I know you went through it. I talked to one of my homies yesterday going through some shit. One of my homies, shout out to my man AC. He's going through something I went through a few years ago. the same exact thing he's going through, and it's like, yo, man. And we're close. We're like brothers, man. But like I said, man, we get caught up in the day-to-day life and stuff. Like, I didn't even know he was going through that. Yeah. And then I seen him on Facebook, and I said, man, let me text him, man, see what's good with him. Because I haven't talked to him like in months, and which is not normal of us. And then I text him, he called me, and then, you know, we get on the phone, we start talking, and we talked about what we talked about. And I was like, damn, man, I hate that you're going through that. But let me give you some advice, man, because I've been through that exact situation, yeah, man. So you got to, you know, but it's just shit like that, man. It's just like we be going through things, man. And I don't know why we feel like as men that we can't be vulnerable with each other, because that's the whole macho machismo shit that we brought up on. And that ain't it, man. Like I said, we have to start. We have to normalize allowing our friends to be there for us.
Yeah, man. And especially with men, we got to allow ourselves to be friends to our women.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, if you're with a woman that you can't be a friend with, then get rid of her.
Please do.
Because I know some guys are like, well, I feel like I can't talk to her because mm-hmm. she, well, then get rid of her.
Yeah, for sure.
But 99% of the women that I've known and dealt with, they want to be in your life.
Facts.
They're not asking you about your job just to tell you your day. They want to be involved in you. They want right. to know what's going on with you. So be their friend. Don't be somebody to just lay in the bed with them at night, make kids with, and have short conversations over pancakes during breakfast or whatever, or somebody that you go out to dinner and you're talking about bills and the kids with. Like, be their friend.
Yeah.
Talk about y'all's relationship. Yeah. Tell them about, like, your feelings. Mm-hmm. Tell them about, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Because if they're even a true friend, even if they're not the same wavelength of liking the same thing, it's like you can still have a conversation and be interested in them.
Right.
You don't have to be interested. Look, man, I don't like no real house of nobody. I don't care if you in Boston, England, wherever. I don't care. Right. I think it's stupid.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't like a lot of reality TV because, first of all, it's not reality.
It's scripted.
It's scripted.
Facts.
And then second, I don't care about the issues of somebody who got a six-figure bank account.
Right, right. Yeah.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Man. I don't care about that. But if you care about that, I'm willing to listen
because
I care about you. And I want to be your friend. Like,
that's facts, man.
I've dated women that I weren't friends with, and they didn't like me. Again, we talked about it earlier. They loved me, but they didn't like me. And now the next person that I'm going to be with, we got to be a friend. We got to be friends. We got to be able to joke. I got to be able to be serious.
Yep.
I got to be able to be vulnerable with you. I got to be able to be honest with you, even when it hurts.
Yeah.
Because that's what friendships is really about, is being honest when it hurts, being available when it hurts.
Yep.
Not when it's easy, not when it's convenient, but that's a lot of what friendship is. Friendship is when it is hard.
Right. Yeah.
And whatever behind that.
Right.
I'm there for you.
Right.
You know, I was talking to Diamond today, and we were talking, and I was just like, you know, I'm a type of person, like, if you my friend, I got to pull up. Yeah. I know something wrong.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
I'm pulling up.
Yeah, most definitely.
I'm not talking on the phone like this whole time. Like,
even
if you're in a different state, if I know it's severe,
if it's urgent,
I got to pull up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, it's like,
facts.
I got to know you're okay. I got to put
eyes on you. Yeah.
Yeah, you said it. Men are visual. I got to put some eyes on you, because what your words are saying is not connecting with your voice.
Right, yeah. Exactly, man. So, and that's important. Like, and that's the thing, man. Know your friends, man. Know what it means to, you know, be a real friend, man. Because real friends, man, I'll tell you, man, they hard to come by, man. But the ones who are real friends are real friends. And, like, in getting back to the female aspect of it, man, it's like my closest friends are females, man, because they've shown me that loyalty, man. They show me that they'll be there for me. I can be completely myself with them. And my guy friends are the same way, but it's just that connection. And, like, when it comes to a significant other, I'm with you when it comes to that. If the day ever comes, man, like you said, man, she has to be my best friend. Like, she has to take me flaws and all, because I'm prepared to take her flaws and all. But and I won't be a shell of myself or any part of myself. That's not where I'm at with it.
What my man say? He said, if I ever fall in love,
exactly,
make sure she's my best friend. Was it Shy said that?
Yeah, Shy said that.
Yeah, they was hitting it on the head. Also, ladies and gentlemen, just because somebody's your blood doesn't mean they're your friend.
Exactly.
You know, because I've seen a lot of people that have shared the bloodline, brothers and sisters turn their back on them.
Yeah, most definitely. You know,
so that just because they share your bloodline don't mean they're your friend. People that are your friends are going to be people that are going to respect you, that are going to build you up, that are going to want to help you on this life journey, that are going to add to your relationships. But then also understand, too, they should be also wanting something back in return from your relationship. Mm-hmm. You should be a type of person to see, like, I need to pour into this person because they're giving out so much. And if you can't add on to that person's life, and it doesn't have to be monetary, but if you're not adding on to that person's life, maybe you're not the good friend.
Facts. Yeah.
Maybe you need to step out the relationship because you're doing the harm.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be able to see that. But friends should be people who inspire and make you better. And whatever lane or avenue, whatever that is.
Agreed. You know? Agreed 100%, man.
100%.
Dre, every week we're solving world peace, we're building relationships, we're building friendships.
We got to.
Like, guys, I'd like to say we have a cookbook of life full of recipes to help y'all be successful. Like, if you are not a better human being after listening to this, you're just trash.
Man, we got to, man. It's our responsibility as two individuals who really, really care about, you know, the well-being of people, man.
Because we're their friends, Dre.
Exactly, man. So y'all gotta hold us down, man. We need y'all to go on and help us out and get us to these heights that we know we should be at when it comes to this podcast world.
Yeah, be some helpful friends. You know, if you're a friend, share. If you're a friend, like. If you're a friend, you know, let you know, tell other people about it. You know,
At Cup of Joe with Dre. On everything.
And it's the same thing for us, man. We are for sure will support, you know. Matter of fact, speaking of which, my homeboy JD Mays, man, he came out with a book, strong book. I had a friend come over, and they started reading the book, and they were like, dang, yeah, he hitting on so many levels. And I was trying to give them the book, but they were like, I want to go buy the book myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, brother, I support you, man. I haven't even had a chance to read the book, but I just saw that you're doing something, and it's positive, and I want to help you.
Yeah.
And that's how we should be.
That's how it should be.
It's like, man, if your friend is not making nuclear bombs, you know, or doing anything that you think causes or go against who you are as a person, man, support that person.
Support it, man, for real.
Help that person out. Build that person up, man. Because, again, look, it may not be helping you today, but what if your friend comes up and makes it, and then your kid gets a job at that building your friend opened up?
Right.
You know what I mean? It doesn't always have to be that first return. Or even if it didn't, what if your friend just built your community up and made your community better?
Right.
And you supported them part of that?
Right.
You know, that's what friendship is about, making each other better. So, yeah, support your people. Your friend got a business, support your business.
Support it, man. Even if you don't need it, man, just support it. And like I said, man, in today's world, it's as simple as a like and a share, man. I mean, that helps people's businesses grow as well, man. Something as simple as that. You ain't even got to purchase the product or whatever the case may be. You ain't even got to listen to the podcast or the single or whatever the hell it is, man. But like it and share it. Somebody else might want to listen to it and find something good for themselves. So that's why I'm at with it, man. So shout outs, man. You got any shout outs?
Again, shout out to my boy Dempsey, man. You know, I'm just saying we here for you, brother, man. You
yes,
know?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Again, it's never good to lose the body because we always gonna be able to keep the spirit. So we just praying with you, man, and here for you, brother. Love you, man. And you know, again, man, everybody, look. I know I'm not everybody's best friend, and I know there's people that I've let down, but you know. Charge it to my head and not to my heart. And I'm working on me to be a better friend to myself and to a lot of y'all. So thank you. And just keep me prayed up, you know,
yeah.
That I'm able to be a friend because me and Dre have talked about it. We've had people that we were friends with that commit suicide.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and not saying that we could have changed that what happened to them, but maybe we could have been just another voice to kind of let them know that they're special and important.
Yeah, man. And yeah, that's real, man. So shout outs, man. Shout out to all the listeners who listen to us at Cup of Joe with Dre on all streaming platforms. Follow us, please, at Cup of Joe with Dre on all social media platforms. And, of course, again, man, shout out to my daughters, Alexa, Aurelia, and Ava. Hey, man, y'all stay blessed up out there, man. Look out for one another. 2020 is almost over, man, and, you know, it's been a rough year, man, but we made it. We here. We listening to all the people, you know, who have lost, you know, loved ones to COVID. Our condolences go out to all of y'all, man. Keep your spirits high. Look toward the future. Keep God in your life, man, and prayed up and blessed up, all right? Joe, it's a Cup of Joe with Dre. Ava, say something. Now she don't want to say nothing. She talk out the whole episode. Don't want to say nothing. All right, y'all. We out. Peace.
You talking now?
Yeah, of course. I can't even see. Oh, I'm backwards. Or I cut all that out.